Hello, listeners. This is Paula Scataloni. Transformative Harmonics is an academy for individual and planetary healing rooted in ancient wisdom and modern science. We are here for those who are interested in being guided back to soul so they can step into their signature frequency and be in service of humanity. If you've been looking for a place to land and settle down, develop community, and dive into the psyche and soma in a way that is supportive, trauma-informed, and integrative, then our programs are here for you now. Our monthly membership circle is available for those looking for a one or twice a month option for themselves and supported by my writings and somatic practices and sound journeys through Substack. Our immersive program is a deep dive into your own, your ancestral, and the collective, so you can go through your own initiation and transformation into your signature frequency with a small, intimate cohort. These groups are closed, and they only open every other month. So please reach out to me if you're interested in one of our upcoming groups. If any of these programs feel like they resonate with you, go to my website, paulascataloni.com, and fill out an application or sign up for a discovery call. I'm happy to meet with you and give you more information to help you make your decision. We would love to meet you and bring your wisdom into the circle.
Welcome. I'm your host, Paula Scataloni, the founder of Transformative Harmonics, a podcast that offers listeners a synthesis of ancient wisdom and modern science.
Hi, I'm Paula Scataloni. Welcome to another episode of Transformative Harmonics. This is another solo episode, time for us to settle in together. And I thought I would use this time today to tell you a little about our immersion programs that are starting in 2026. So if you haven't slowed down, I invite you to sit back and take a moment to find your seat and find your grounding. As we work with this concept of yielding, yielding is a little different than grounding. It involves relational connection. And so I invite you today, before we settle in and talk, to start to pay attention to for a moment and notice what you are in relationship with at this time. Many of us move through the day operating from a stance or place of disengagement or disembodiment, moving from one thing to the other, allowing our head to direct us through the day, always two or three steps ahead of ourselves. So the process of yielding really asks us to stay in the body more, to not leave ourselves in order to move on to the next thing, and to bring as much of us into the present moment and the body as possible. So in yielding, we'll begin by inviting you to notice what you're in relationship with in this moment. As we start this podcast and we begin to slow down, we might just notice the sound of my voice coming through and noticing the invitation to come into relationship. We might take a moment as well to slow down and assess your surroundings, to notice how much of you is picking up what's happening around you, just the immediate surroundings that you can see, feel, smell, sense. And then underneath the radar, your nervous system is picking up everything happening around you, whether you're aware of it or not. Those sounds that are far away, those people that might be in the other room, something that's calling your attention. All of this is happening often without us realizing it. So as we slow down, it gives us an opportunity to start to notice where our energy is directed, how much of it is here listening, and how much is scattered,
a simple way to begin to orient and arrive in this conversation with me is to draw your awareness in and just find the four corners of the room or find the edge of where you're driving. You know, some points that allow you to recognize, oh, I'm here and not someplace else. If you're standing or sitting, you can start to use your ability to feel your body and notice what you're in relationship with. Maybe it's the chair. Maybe it's the floor underneath you. Maybe you're standing and walking and feeling yourself in the impact as each foot hits the ground, or seeing the trees, or sensing the animal sitting next to you. And so as we start to pay attention to the relational pathways, I'll begin this program by inviting you to consider that we are always in relationship with something. And it's simply a matter of whether we're paying attention to it or not. When we're organized in defense and operating in states of disconnection, it often is very telling because it lets us know that we've come out of relationship. And the wonderful gift about relationship and the relational pathways is they can be very regulating when we are not in touch with them. So simply by allowing ourselves to come into relationship with something, person, an object, a tree, starts to invite us into co-regulation and this process of entrainment, which is embedded in my programs. Entrainment simply means that one object or one frequency can impact another. And as you've heard on this podcast before, that can be a frequency that's very frenetic, right? And very anxious or revved up or angry. And we can get entrained into those states. But it also can go the other direction. We can be entrained into states of calmness, of regulation, states that allow us to listen and ask questions and be curious. So that's the power of relational connection and why I do the work I do. So let me move on today to our short time together, because I thought it would be nice to share in a video about the programs that we're offering, because it's often hard when you're reading on a website to really get the gist of something that's being offered. And experiential programs either are best shared through word of mouth or videos or, you know, somebody's own lived story about it. So transformative harmonics has been evolving for quite a few years, and it's in its kind of last rendition of coming into a phase where it's going to be most helpful to the world at this time. And how I like to describe it now is that in our current journey of stepping into more regulation, more embodiment, more attunement, more relational mastery, and more of our authentic selves, where we're able to access our creativity and our unique genius or gifts that we're bringing forward to the world, that many people are engaged in at this time, it's often a journey. It doesn't happen overnight, and it's not really helpful to dig in and do the work in a way that is all at once. It's better suited to happen over time, where we're integrating and spending time to notice these nuances and changes and really embody them and be thoughtful about the process of transformation. So transformative harmonics is set up in that way. It is a program that occurs over several months. So it allows you to settle in to a journey where you are taking these layers of yourself apart in some ways, discovering who you are and then putting yourself back together again. And the medium that I use for this is sound and vibration. So in the first phase of the program, many people have not been able to really profoundly regulate their nervous system to a point where they can hear the whispers of the soul and the creativity and the inner genius. And so we start with phase one, which is a tuning of the nervous system with a frequency that I've used for many years and understand very well, called the Safe and Sound program. And we pair that frequency with vibrational healing to support the deep exploration of your inner world. And the way that I see the inner world, or whether you are a different type of professional and how you navigate relationships and how your early experiences relationally set up how you navigate life, this is a phase of the program to do some of that inner work. Because the sound frequency program that I used is designed to influence the social engagement system and is a vagal nerve stimulator, it's going to work with your physiology to create more space for you to listen and allow the things that still need to be processed inside to start to surface and come into your awareness. And the process which I use for this is called a sound journey. We use music and frequencies and vibrational healing, and we take you on a journey into the subconscious. And you may feel that somatically, you may feel that energetically, you may feel that through your visual channel, and you may feel that emotionally. So it does hit on all the different aspects of the human experience. This program also integrates an understanding of movement patterns that I've studied. And these movement patterns are correlated with movements that are important for you in your first year of life that help you to around your sense of safety, to know that you're safe, to be able to trust others, to be able to reach for what you want in life, and be able to receive and engage in intimacy. And so I weave these into the first 2 months of the program so you can really get to know yourself through these movement patterns and the stories and narratives you've told yourself up to this point of how the world works and if the world is safe and if relationships are safe. In the second phase of the program, we use another sound technology called the Rest and Restore program. This program works with the concept of entrainment and rhythm. It invites you into an even deeper awareness of yourself and takes you into the processes that govern your interoceptive cues. This program has been designed by an actual composer of music, Anthony Gorey, and Dr. Stephen Porges. And I integrate this with my understanding of ancient wisdom as I support you in a more in-depth exploration of your ancestral lineage. So this comes from my own initiation into using sound as a healing pathway and creating a container that allows for ancestral healing. So those that are practicing using sound in this way, or maybe engaged in psychedelic explorations, will find a commonality in my use of sound. In this program, we will continue as well to understand ourselves in the context of our collective lineage, our collective psyche, and how that collective psyche influences the ancestral imprints, which then get passed on to us. So we're threading together your individual, the ancestral, and our collective psyche, and using sound as the medium or pathway for traveling between those. The last phase of the program, which is 6 months, invites you into a deeper relationship with anything that's been holding you back across time and space. So we're starting to work in the quantum, and I use music that is generated from the quantum to support you in this phase of the journey. I use music, not my own voice, more like a spiritual DJ who is working with the universal field of consciousness and the songs that have been given to us throughout time are part of that. They're part of our universal consciousness. So I'm able to access those and bring those in for healing purposes. I also introduce you to other faculty who are tapped into the universal field of consciousness and are able to support you in the ways that they are using this information. It can be through voice and music. It can be through toning. It can be through tuning forks. I have a faculty member that has a deep understanding of the gene keys and how that ties into astrology, and others that are involved in processes such as family constellation. And so we can really weave in and out of some of these tightly wound imprints and systems that keep us stuck, that keep us small, and that keep us in states where we are unable to access the fullest version of who we are. Ultimately, all of these programs also support you in developing a deeper and more intimate connection to the natural world as well, because that's one of the relationships that has been severed for us, especially those who are in Western bodies. And so this program has a deep and rich reverence for that wisdom, and we're rejuvenating that within ourselves at this time. So it is an immersive program. It is a program that complements many other forms of healing and that allows you to spend as much time as you like with the material, whether it's in a live group session, which we meet weekly, or meeting one of the teaching faculty, which occurs in a 2-hour process or a half-day program on a weekend, or whether it's through staying connected through one of our apps that we're using to promote community engagement. As you develop a network of people and relational connections with those who are on the same path and the same journey as you of conscious embodiment. So I hope that this has given you a chance to hear my explanation of some of the components. For myself, it's taken quite a few years to understand why all these pieces are here, how I came about them, and what their purpose was at this time. So it has been an evolving program if you have known me from the beginning, and I have had to piece it together to see it come into its own full expression, which just occurred literally a month ago or this month. And so I'm very excited that this is here and ready to be presented to the world. If this is resonant, if this feels resonant for you, and you've been waiting for something comprehensive, trauma-informed, relational to hold you as you do this deep work, then please do look up the website so you can read some more or set up an appointment for a discovery call to talk to me further about your interest, or follow me on Substack, Signature Frequency Living, where you will get to see some of the elements of the course embedded in Substack. We would love to meet you. We would love to bring your wisdom into the circle. And we would love to support you on the journey of stepping into your signature frequency. So thank you for spending time today in this episode, and I look forward to seeing you again. And next time I see you, I'll be talking to a new guest. I have exciting guests set up for 2026. Some of those will be the guest faculty, and you'll get to know us a little more to see if our community feels like a good fit for you.